Please turn in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, we want to read verses 12 through 15. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. When the Apostle Peter wrote this letter, he knew that his life was soon going to come to an end, and he indicated that in verse 14, and he referred to the occasion when Jesus talked to him about his death. So Peter knew that his life was going to soon come to an end. And in this particular portion of his letter, he placed special emphasis on always remembering certain things. The word remember, the word remembrance, those words are mentioned several times in just these few verses. When you're studying the Bible, look for words that are repeated, phrases or concepts that will give you an idea of the subject that the writer is addressing. So when Peter uses the word remember or remembrance, that's very important. Use those words several times in just these few verses. Now, Peter said that he was going to emphasize the importance of remembering certain things as long as he lived. He realized that his time to live was drawing short. But he said, as long as I live, I'm going to place special emphasis on the importance of remembering certain things. And Peter indicated that after his life came to an end, he wanted Christians to always remember these things, and how blessed we are that Peter wrote these things down, because we're able to study them, know what these things are, and if we will meditate upon them on a regular basis, we will remember them as well. Now, the theme of our lesson is based on the statements that are found in these verses. Let us always remember certain things. I thought that maybe Memorial Day weekend would be a good time to emphasize the importance of remembering, because tomorrow we certainly want to reflect upon the sacrifices that have been made by so many, and we want to remember what's been done. It's a very special holiday for us. Memorial Day. Well, we want to remember. While it's important that we remember sacrifices that have been made for our country, we need to reflect upon spiritual matters to an even greater degree, because, you see, this will affect our eternal destiny. So there are certain things we always need to remember. We want to talk about five things that are addressed in the Bible that the scriptures specifically teach us to remember. Now, there are many more things that we need to always keep in mind, but we want to consider five matters where the Bible specifically says we're either to remember them or keep them in our memories. I believe that this is a good place for us to begin. Let's turn to one of the books of wisdom in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and we want to read verse 1. Many years ago, when I became a Christian, I was, of course, a whole lot younger. But I looked through the scriptures, finding passages that were addressed specifically to young people and young men. This is one of the verses that I came across. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Something we always need to remember is our Creator. I'm persuaded that if more people would remember the Creator, a lot of the things that we contend with today would vanish away. So much confusion and division would just vanish away. God is our Creator. And the opening verses of the Bible declare that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The details of the creation are given in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. To know about the creation, all we have to do is study carefully the first two chapters of God's holy word. And I appreciate something that I heard Teresa's dad say many years ago. You know, a lot of people just don't believe the Genesis account of creation. Matter of fact, it's mocked and ridiculed by many people today. But I remember Teresa's dad said years ago, these are some words of wisdom. I don't know if he came up with them or if he heard them from somebody else. But he made the statement, if you don't believe the first verse of the Bible, then don't tell me what you believe concerning the rest of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, either we believe that or we don't. Solomon, in his great wisdom, said, remember your Creator. Man was made in the image of God. God is the giver of life. To know when life begins, all we have to do is go to God's holy word, and He'll tell us. God is the giver of life. We need to remember our Creator. It's sad, but many people don't even believe that there's a Creator. Well, we know better. We need to remember that God is our Creator. And the Bible teaches that those who remember God will be abundantly blessed. Let's turn to Psalm 20. Psalm 20 and read a few verses starting at verse 6. Now, David was the writer of this particular psalm. Psalm 20 and verse 6. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will remember him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. My daily Bible reading, I just finished reading the book of 2 Chronicles. And 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles contain some valuable historical information. 1 and 2 Kings tells us about the kings of Israel and Judah. 1 and 2 Chronicles deal primarily with the kings of Judah. But it's interesting that as you study about the kings of both Israel and Judah, you will see that there were occasions when their enemies rose up against them. Now, the good kings always depended upon God, and He protected them. But there were some kings who would hire armies from other heathen nations, trusting in their chariots and their horses and their great armies, and they would not be victorious. The good kings always remembered their Creator, and they depended upon their Creator, and God protected them, and God blessed them. That's what David is referring to in these verses, how important it is to remember the name of the Lord. Now, how do we go about remembering God? Well, we have to remember His great works, and we need to meditate upon them on a regular basis. Let's look at Psalm 77. Psalm 77 and Psalm 77, let's read verses 11 and 12. This is a good approach for us to have. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Now those are keys to remembering our Creator. We need to remember his great works. We read about them in the Bible, and we need to meditate upon them. I especially enjoy studying occasions in the Bible when God protected his people from foreigners, people who were their enemies, and God blessed a number of individuals while they were being assaulted and so forth. Well, those who remember the Creator will be blessed. Now, the Bible covers both the positive and the negative sides of remembering God. Let's look at the positive first. Psalm 33 and verse 12. Psalm 33 and verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. God will bless a nation that remembers him as the Creator. That's the positive side. What about the negative side? Let's look at Psalm 9 and read verse 17. This verse is very direct and to the point. What's in store for those who forget God? Well, the writer tells us, and this is David, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. You know, that's pretty plain, isn't it? Matter of fact, it's so plain you'd have to have help to misunderstand it. What's going to happen to nations that forget God? We know how important it is to remember our Creator. The Bible teaches us to do that. But what about those who forget God? The end is not good. God blesses those who remember Him. God blesses those who depend upon Him. But for those who forget Him, or pay no attention to him, we'll pay for it. I don't know about you, but I want to receive God's blessings. In order to do that, we must always remember him. Let's consider something else we must remember. Now, Peter wrote saying, I want you to remember these things. Well, these are certain things addressed in the Bible that we're to remember. We understand the importance of remembering our Creator. What about the Creator's Son? Well, this is number two on our list. We need to remember Christ and his sacrifice. Now, the Lord's sacrifice is addressed many times in the Bible. As a matter of fact, it's even predicted in the Old Testament. Psalm 22, Isaiah chapter 53. These are prophecies made hundreds of years before concerning the sacrifice of Christ. And as you read those two sections from the Old Testament and use your imagination, you can just see Christ hanging on the cross. It's amazing the great details that were given. How did David and Isaiah know about those details? Well, they spoke and they wrote as God directed them. They were inspired individuals. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and read a few verses that deal with the importance of remembering Christ and his sacrifice. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let's begin at verse 23. It's interesting that Paul established a church in Corinth. He was there for some time. Later on, he sent two letters to this congregation. There were some things taking place that were not right. Some of those things the people in Corinth had written to him about in a letter, other things were reported to him. Well, he found out something that was taking place in the Corinthian church that was just horrible. When it came to observing the Lord's Supper, things had gotten so far out of hand that it wasn't even possible for the people there to eat the Lord's Supper properly. They had turned eating the Lord's Supper into a feast where those who were wealthy ate and drank to excess. Those who were not very well off had to do without. Can you believe a congregation was doing that? Especially established by the Apostle Paul. Well, he loved this church. And he wrote to this church pointing out their errors, but then he taught again what needed to be followed. Let's start at verse 23 of 1 Corinthians 11. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. As we've already mentioned, tomorrow will be observed as Memorial Day in our country. It's a time for remembering the sacrifices that were made by so many. Jesus said, Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15 and verse 13. I can remember, I think I was about 15 years old at the time. My parents and I, on a vacation, went to Washington, D.C. One place that we visited was Arlington Cemetery. And you know, I don't think I've ever experienced a feeling like I did on that occasion. People were very, as a matter of fact, there were several services going on at that very time. People were very reverent. And it just really got to me seeing those rows and rows and rows of white crosses. Well, we need to remember the sacrifices made by so many. But we're talking about remembering Christ and his sacrifice. That's something that's not to be done once a year. According to Acts 20 and verse 7, every Sunday is Memorial Day for Christians because we remember Christ and his sacrifice. Acts 20 and verse 7 provides for us information concerning the congregation in Troas. They came together on the first day of the week for what purpose? To break bread, that is to eat the Lord's Supper. An inspired apostle was there to not only participate in that activity, but he endorsed it as well. You see, the Bible teaches us through example the approved time to eat the Lord's Supper. Well, we need to always remember Christ and his sacrifice. Now, Jesus ordained his supper just before he was arrested. He wanted his followers to always remember what he was about to do on our behalf. Well, let's consider a third matter that we're to remember. We need to remember the words of our Savior. Let's look at Acts 20 and verse 35. Now, there's a specific matter addressed in this verse, but let's make a general point from it. Acts 20 and verse 35. Now, this was spoken by Paul the Apostle. He was speaking to some men who served as the elders of the church in Ephesus. He wanted to talk with them, but apparently he did not have time to go and visit them. So he called them or got in touch with them and had them meet him in another place, Miletus. And that's where they met him, and he talked with them. This is one statement he made. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, usually, emphasis is placed on the latter part of this verse. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's a scriptural principle. But I want you to notice that Paul said, I want you to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Not only do we need to remember the sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf, but we always need to remember his words. And in John chapter 6 and verse 63, Jesus gave a description of his words. He said that they are spirit and they are life. I think it's interesting that on that occasion, Jesus dealt with some issues that were rather challenging. Consequently, many people turned their backs on the Lord and left him. I believe that bothered Jesus because he turned to the apostles and said, would you also go away? Peter rose to the occasion. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I believe Jesus was glad to hear Peter say that. Now, there were many times when Peter made mistakes. The Bible points those out. But on that occasion, he rose to it. Well, when we think about remembering the Lord's words, we need to understand that the Lord's words include the words of the apostles. Let's look at Jude in verse 17. Some people like to try to make a distinction between the words of Christ in the gospel accounts. They're often called the red letter words, and the writings of the apostles. Jude 17 says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's consider what Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. You see, Jesus revealed his will to the apostles. He then commanded them to teach his word to all new Christians. When he gave the Great Commission, he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. When the apostles went forth teaching, they didn't teach their own words. They taught the things that Christ revealed to them. I've often thought about what a huge task that would have been. The apostles were with the Lord for about 3 years. And then he says, I want you to teach all things that I've commanded you. That would be a big job, wouldn't it? The Lord took care of it. He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. He will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Not only would the Spirit bring all things to the remembrance of the apostles that Jesus had taught them, but then he would guide them as they communicated those words. So when we think about remembering the words of Christ, which we certainly want to do, that includes the writings of the apostles, the teachings of the apostles. Let's turn our attention to a fourth matter. We need to always remember the gospel. Well, let's let the Bible tell us about that. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15 and read verses 1 and 2. First Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. This, of course, is the beginning of the great resurrection chapter, and you want to do a thorough study of the resurrection, you have to include 1 Corinthians 15, because you see, there were some people in this church, according to verse 12, who said there is no resurrection. So Paul dealt with that subject in great detail. He began by emphasizing the fact that Jesus had been raised from the dead. You see, that's an essential part of the gospel. He's reflecting upon the message he had preached when he was in Corinth. He preached the gospel. The basic facts are that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day. Well, notice that we're to keep the gospel in memory. It's amazing to me that these people who have been taught by an inspired apostle had apparently forgotten the gospel. Well, Paul began by saying, you need to remember it. He went on to say, we're saved by the gospel if we keep it in memory. Well, after we receive it, we're to stand in it. Paul would say in Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. We need to always remember the gospel. Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now for a fifth matter, let's always remember that God blesses those who obey him. Of course, we'd have to cover the entire Bible to look at every passage that deals with that matter. Well, we don't have time to do that. So let's look at a few verses that emphasize the importance of remembering to obey God and remembering that God blesses those who do obey him. Romans chapter 6, let's read verses 17 and 18. Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. Now, these people have been converted. They were Christians. And Paul mentions the fact that they had been converted. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. When did these people become free from sin? When they obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to them. Let's also read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. 1 Peter 1, verses 22 and 23. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Peter wrote to people whose souls have been purified. When was that accomplished? It was when they obeyed the truth. We need to remember that God blesses those who obey him. But you know, the Bible covers the other side of this issue as well. The Bible also points out the fate of those who disobey God. Let's look at Luke 17 and read verse 32. A very short statement, but it teaches a powerful lesson. Luke 17 and verse 32, Jesus tells us to remember something. He said, remember Lot's wife. Lot had taken his family to Sodom. And the Bible describes the people of Sodom as being wicked exceedingly. It was necessary for Abraham and Lot to part company because they had so many animals that the land could not support them. Abraham understood that that was creating strife among their herdmen. He said, let there be no strife between us because we're brethren. He said, you decide which way you want to go, I'll go in the other direction. Well, Lot looked at the area where there was plenty of water. That's where he decided to go. Unfortunately, he went to Sodom. The people of Sodom were so wicked that God decided to destroy that city. And Abraham made quite a plea on behalf of the people of Sodom. He got God to agree to spare the city of Sodom if 5 righteous souls could be found there. He started out at 50, bargaining God down to 5. God said, I'll spare it if you can find 5 righteous souls. 2 angels inspected the wickedness of Sodom. And there weren't 5 righteous people there. But God was going to spare Lot and his family. The angel instructed Lot and his family, leave the city and don't look back. Anything hard to understand about those instructions? They left. But Lot's wife turned back. She became a pillar of salt. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Well, I frankly don't enjoy thinking about her, but the Lord said, you remember her. Now, what's the point? We have to understand that there's a price to pay for disobedience. All she had to do was obey the instructions given by the angel. She disobeyed and paid a high price for it. We need to remember that God blesses those who obey him. You know, it's interesting that in the Bible, we read about some people who obeyed God, yet they suffered. That hardly seems fair to us. Well, that's just the way it is sometimes. While God blesses those who obey him, we need to keep in mind that we have an adversary. Peter identified him. He said, we have an adversary, the devil. He walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, we have to contend with him, but at the same time, we need to always remember that God blesses those who obey him. Now, we may have to put up with some other things coming from the devil while we live this life, but the best is yet to come. Well, there are many more, but we've looked at 5 things that we must always remember. We need to remember our Creator. We need to always remember Christ and his sacrifice. We need to always remember the words of Christ, including the words of the apostles. We need to always remember the gospel, and we need to always remember that God blesses those who obey him. Now, Peter said in his last letter, I'm writing to you people because I want you to remember these things. He said, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to remind you of them. You know, it's interesting. Another apostle understood that same matter. Consider what he wrote, or the apostle Paul I'm referring to. Notice what he wrote to Timothy, who was a young preacher, a very good friend of his. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Remember that if old Raymond every once in a while repeats some of the same things that he's taught before, there's a reason for that. We have to be reminded of things lest we forget. Paul, the apostle, told Timothy, you put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Isn't that the same thing that Peter said he did? Well, we need to remember that. I suppose that maybe you're like me in that we have a tendency to forget. What's the cure for that? We have to be reminded of things. Now, Teresa's been doing that for me for years. I don't have to worry about forgetting anything because she's going to remind me of it. And I'm being facetious. But I think you understand how important it is that we be reminded of these things on a regular basis, because we have a tendency to forget. One thing that we can do to overcome that is be reminded of them on a regular basis. We have to study these things at home. And then we need to be exposed to them in our teaching and preaching. There are certain things that we always need to remember, because if we don't, they'll vanish away. There'll be a payday for that. But we want to receive God's blessing, so let's always remember these very important things. If you'd like to respond to the invitation, we'd invite you to do so as we stand and sing the first verse of the psalm that's been selected.